We welcome you inside our studio. Dave Spadaro here, joined by Eagles tight end Brent Celek. And I'm always glad to see you, Brent. And I want to begin with this. Watching practice on Monday, you and Nick Foles are just in the same. You guys are connected, man. And you were moving so great. You're obviously having a lot of fun out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a lot of fun. You know, in Chip's second year, you know, we're doing some things a little bit different, evolving a little bit, but doing a lot of stuff that's the same. So it's nice to know what to expect.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been great to get back out there with the guys.
Do you feel like you're playing faster because you know a little bit more about the system there's absolutely no thought, it's just go out and do it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, especially from last year at this point, yeah, we're playing a lot faster. Able to do a lot more things because we've got the whole offense already in, and you know, we're able to do some different stuff.
What did last year do for this team, just from a morale standpoint, confidence in each other, confidence in the coaching staff standpoint?
I think it did a lot. I mean, you never know when a new system is put in place how it's going to go, and the success we had and the things that we did, I think, you know, a lot of guys have a lot of respect for it, and you know, it makes you work even harder.
Was it the opener that you said, hey, this is going to work, or was it even before that?
I think it was before that. You know, as soon as he started implementing the system, and you know, there's a rhyme and reason for everything that he does, you know, it's pretty cool to see, and then to see it come to fruition is pretty cool.
Maybe we overplay this. You've been around teams that have made it to the NFC Championship game. You've been on teams that only won four games in a season. Is there a different feeling on teams that win and teams that don't win?
Yeah, I mean, there definitely is. I think when things get tough, you know, those good teams that we've been on, the guys come together, because you're going to always, in any season, you're going to have ups and downs. But it's when you're having those low points, whether you either come together or you spread apart. And, I think this team is definitely a team that, you know, if we have some adversity, guys are going to come together and we're going to, you know, persevere.
I love the way everybody speaks with such confidence about their role. Understand, you know, people seem to understand their role, individual role on this football team. Nobody talks about, you know, that guy's job or that guy's job. Brent Celek, you know, you talk about what you need to do to perform well, and understanding that the rest of the offense is going to pick up their slack.
Exactly. I mean, I think on any great team, that's what you need. You know, guys got to understand what their role is, worry about doing their job and their job only, and then ultimately that'll help the team.
How's the body feel?
Feels pretty good. Sports science.
Yeah, I know, sports science. You believe in it, don't you?
I do.
And was that one of the selling points that you kind of said, hey, this is immediate results, I'm seeing some benefits?
Yeah, that was a big thing for me. You know, I've taken a lot of hits, you know, played a lot of games, and one thing for me is always, you know, try to get my body right, stay healthy, because that's obviously one of the biggest things of being successful in the NFL is staying healthy. So this has been something that's really, really helped me.
Do you feel fast? Do you feel that maybe you're a little faster than you were? Is that possible?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You're not measuring 40s. Yeah, I'm not measuring any 40s. But potentially.
Yeah. Is it just the experience of knowing where you're going? I'm telling you, I watched Monday, and it was – and not that you weren't getting open a lot in the past, but it just – it was just – you turned, the ball was there, Nick was right on target with it, and you were separating really well. It was really fun to see the offense in its second year on Monday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, when you get to work with a guy for, you know, a lot of time and – you know, you get experience on different routes and different looks. Because we're able to run so many plays in practice, we get to see a lot of the looks. So, you know, I get multiple opportunities at different looks to, you know, get open, try different things. I think that's what's great about this offense and Chip system is that, listen, you do get a lot of reps. It's not easy. But, you know, you're able to try new things instead of, you know, if I was only to get 10, 12 reps in practice, you know, you only get that amount of looks. Okay, yeah. So I like it.
Tell me about the tight ends. What do you see from Zach and Emil and from James and the group?
I mean, everyone's getting better. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, from last year, we're all working on improving in our own little ways. And, you know, I know we got some young guys in there now too, and fast kids.
Yeah.
They can run.
Kids.
Fast
they're
kids.
All kids now, yeah.
Yeah, they're kids. Now that I'm going on my eighth year.
That's
I think
a beautiful thing. Did you ever think when it started that you'd be playing 8 years in the NFL?
No, I mean, that was always a dream of mine.
Yeah.
And I was going to work every day towards that. But, yeah. You know, it's...
Here it is.
It's been fun.
Many more to go. How about Nick, as he's matured now into the starting job and had some success, has he changed at all?
No, I don't think that guy's going to change ever.
Yeah.
He is who he is. He's an awesome dude. He's a leader on the field, leader off the field. Just a good guy.
Yeah.
Great values.
And it's home sweet home here. Philadelphia is your spot.
This is my home now.
Any good off-season plans after OTAs are over?
I'm just going to go up to the lake house, relax.
Lake Torch, right?
Torch Lake.
Or Torch Lake, right?
Yeah,
in
Torch
Michigan.
Lake, yeah.
We've talked about this in the past. That
so
place looks
awesome.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We'll come back strong for training camp. It starts in July.
Thanks, brother.
And Brent, thanks, man. Thanks for coming into studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.